Dr. Nogueira had a mystique of personal assassination. His system was reduced to coordinating a series of individual actions which, in one master stroke covering the whole nation, would liquidate the functionaries of the regime along with their respective families, especially the children, in order to exterminate conservatism at its roots. Don Apolinar Moscote, his wife, and his six daughters, needless to say, were on the list. "You're no liberal or anything else," Aureliano told him without getting excited. "You're nothing but a butcher." "In that case," the doctor replied with equal calm, "give me back the bottle. You don't need it anymore." Only 6 months later did Aureliano learn that the doctor had given up on him as a man of action because he was a sentimental person with no future, with a passive character and a definite solitary vocation. They tried to keep him surrounded, fearing that he would betray the conspiracy. Aureliano calmed them down. He would not say a word, but on the night they went to murder the Moscote family, they would find him guarding the door. He showed such a convincing decision that the plan was postponed for an indefinite date. It was during those days that Ursula asked his opinion about the marriage between Pietro Crespi and Amaranta, and he answered that these were not times to be thinking about such a thing. For a week he had been carrying an old-fashioned pistol under his shirt. He kept his eyes on his friends. In the afternoon he would go to have coffee with Jose Arcadio and Rebecca, who had begun to put their house in order, and from 7 o'clock on he would play dominoes with his father-in-law. At lunchtime he was chatting with Arcadio, who was already a huge adolescent, and he found him more and more excited over the imminence of war. In school, where Arcadio had pupils older than himself mixed in with children who were barely beginning to talk, the liberal fever had caught on. There was talk of shooting Father Nicanor, of turning the church into a school, of instituting free love. Aureliano tried to calm down his drive. He recommended discretion and prudence to him. Deaf to his calm reasoning, to his sense of reality, Arcadio reproached him in public for his weakness of character. Aureliano waited. Finally, in the beginning of December, Ursula burst into the workshop all upset. "War's broken out!" War, in fact, had broken out 3 months before. Martial law was in effect in the whole country. The only one who knew it immediately was Don Apolinar Moscote, but he did not give the news even to his wife while the army platoon that was to occupy the town by surprise was on its way. They entered noiselessly before dawn with two pieces of light artillery drawn by mules, and they set up their headquarters in the school. A 6 p.m. curfew was established. A more drastic search than the previous one was undertaken, house by house, and this time they even took farm implements. They dragged out Dr. Nogueira, tied him to a tree in the square, and shot him without any due process of law. Father Nicanor tried to impress the military authorities with the miracle of levitation, and had his head split open by the butt of a soldier's rifle. The liberal exaltation had been extinguished into a silent terror. Aureliano, pale, mysterious, continued playing dominoes with his father-in-law. He understood that in spite of his present title of civil and military leader of the town, Don Apolinar Moscote was once more a figurehead. The decisions were made by the army captain, who each morning collected an extraordinary levy for the defense of public order. 4 soldiers under his command snatched a woman who had been bitten by a mad dog from her family and killed her with their rifle butts. One Sunday, 2 weeks after the occupation, Aureliano entered Gerineldo Marquez's house and, with his usual terseness, asked for a mug of coffee without sugar. When the two of them were alone in the kitchen, Aureliano gave his voice an authority that had never been heard before. "Get the boys ready," he said. "We're going to war." Gerineldo Marquez did not believe him. "With what weapons?" he asked. "With theirs," Aureliano replied. Tuesday at midnight, in a mad operation, 21 men under the age of 30, commanded by Aureliano Buendía, armed with table knives and sharpened tools, took the garrison by surprise.